Well, this is a re-recording of a sermon preached on Jeremiah chapter 18 through 20, verse 6. This morning's passage is about two things: pots and plots. Clay pots and planned plots. It all starts when Jeremiah goes down to a potter's house where pots then become a symbol for the different plots that are unfolding between God and his people. A pot becomes a symbol, much the same way that so many other physical things in our life and in our world come to represent the story of God, the things that God is doing, the way that the bread and the cup have come to represent the body and the blood of Jesus. This pot represents the plots that are at work among God and his people. So Jeremiah, he goes down to this house and he watches a potter working on some clay, doing his potter's thing, as it suddenly spoils in his hands. But the potter begins to rework it into another vessel, a new vessel. As Jeremiah witnesses this, God then speaks to him, announcing that this clay in the potter's hand is an illustration of how Judah is like clay in the Lord's hand. God may be plotting something for Judah, either judgment or blessing. And within God's hands, the clay may spoil God's plot. For instance, if God is working Judah into a vessel of judgment, but Judah makes their own plot to turn from evil, then God will rework another vessel. Or if God is busy working Judah as a vessel of blessing, but Judah persists in evil, plots in evil, then God will rework another vessel from what he was originally working. In both of these cases, the clay pots plot something other than what God plots. And so God reworks his clay pot into a new pot for a new plot. Are you following the madness? In so many ways, this is a shocking passage for at least two reasons, if not more. The first reason that this passage is shocking is this: according to the prophet Jeremiah, God changes his plans. God makes one pot until he makes another. He plucks up, he breaks down, he destroys until he doesn't anymore. Or he builds up and plants until he changes course. God changes his plans. I mean, consider for just a second some of the cliches that we use when we talk about the things that happen in the world and God's plans. Everything happens for a reason. Is a cliche way of saying that everything that happens is part of some larger blueprint plan. It was supposed to happen and it means something. Or what about it's all in God's plan? Again, you get the sense that God has this single, tightly mapped out plan and everything is happening exactly how it was supposed to, exactly how God intended it. And then Jeremiah comes along and he announces that God says he changes his plans. How do you feel about this possibility? Consider for a second the way that people talk about God's plans and about your own view of God's plans. I'd actually like for you to spend a few minutes together discussing for a minute two things. What do you feel when you think about God changing his plan? And the second thing is, what examples from Scripture can you think of where God explicitly changes his plan? All right, so let's break up here. Okay, let's bring it back together. So I said this passage is shocking for two reasons. The first we just looked at is that God changes his plan. And maybe you're okay with this, right? I mean, maybe you sort of come with the idea that, well, God is God, and so God can do whatever he wants. It's fine if God is doing one thing and then one day wants to do another thing, because God is like, I can do whatever I want. And so who are we to argue with God? If this is the real